As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for the College Football Report with Jay Binkley.
I'm still not sure I'm not Dusty's dad, but regardless.
On your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Draft week is upon us. It is Monday. The draft is Thursday. Round one of the most electrifying sporting event of the year. Jay Binkley joins us now here on Fesco and Dusty. Jay Binkley, as of Monday, April 21st, is Shedeur Sanders a top 10 pick?
I'm going to go ahead and say yes. I'm going to say ninth to New Orleans Saints. But yes, Des, man, what a week, man. What a week. Justin Thomas gets the win yesterday in the PGA. Mm-hmm. Bob Fesco had his birthday. The draft starts this week. Man, it's doesn't get better than this.
It really doesn't get better than this, Jay. And, you know, as we start to hear the final rumors of the week as they get closer and closer to draft day, what do you think ultimately is going to be the biggest kind of storyline this week in the draft?
Man, I love it. This week is rumor week, that's for sure. I think it's been kind of a lame buildup to the draft, to be honest with you. This is the latest it's ever gone. Adam Schefter even put it out on Twitter. Since the Joe Montana trade to the Chiefs, there's been zero trades. And we're 4 days away from the draft. This is the closest it's ever been to the draft without any moves being made whatsoever. I think Travis Hunter is still going to be a story, and Abdul Carter as well. If they land where I think they're going to land, Travis in Cleveland, and then Abdul Carter with the Giants, that'll be a story. I think Shedeur Sanders, wherever he ends up, will be a story, though, because if he does slide, that'll become a bigger and bigger story. And, of course, they'll go to the green room and show guys sliding. Jackson Dart, by the way, is not going to the draft. He was going to go to the draft, but he has opted not to because a lot of guys – they don't want to be embarrassed throughout the night when they keep showing him sliding.
What about Milroe? Is he going to be a guy that surprises? I saw somebody yesterday or the day before said he's the lottery ticket in this draft.
You know, he is going to go to the draft. Milroe, his stock has definitely climbed. And the one thing is, if you had your opinions about Jalen Milroe during the season, you know, how did they change or why did they change? Did they change because his hand size grew literally after the combine to the pro day? I mean, what was it that changed? It's funny how guys' stock goes up and down basically when they've done nothing.
The first three picks, you could pretty much go ahead and put them in with Penn, couldn't you? It's going to go Cam Ward, Travis Hunter, and Abdul Carter. Are those your top three picks?
100%. And if people aren't doing it at the draft party to win that $965, mm-hmm. That's three freebies right there. That is three free spaces right there at the draft party for anybody to get.
So you mentioned that, and then it kind of got a little rumorish over the weekend that Philadelphia could trade up if Abdul Carter falls to fourth or something like that, and they could trade with New England and give them swap first round picks plus the addition of AJ Brown. Smoke, or, you know, or has that got some actual truth to it?
Well, I think it does, and I mean they're building this defense. I mean, this is a super defense. They look for bargains, man. If guys start to slide, they build up. And I'll give Philadelphia and Howie Roseman credit. Do I think he's as good as Brett Veach? No. Do I think Howie Roseman's right there as number two best general manager in football? I do. I mean, look at Jalen Carter. when they got him. That was a steal a couple years ago when he slid all the way to ninth because of character concerns. He slips to ninth when he was looked upon as the number one player in the NFL draft to go 1-1. But he keeps sliding, and all of a sudden they get the next Aaron Donald at pick number 9. It's crazy how good they are at the draft.
Talking with Jay Binkley, our draft insider here. And, you know, a lot of people keep mocking offensive linemen to the Chiefs, Jay. Yeah. And I don't know if that's their necessarily, quote unquote, biggest need. They did fill it, you know, in the free agent market. I know it wasn't Trent Williams, but they did go out and fix that. Do you think offensive tackle is the spot for the Chiefs, or are you going defensive line right now as we sit on Monday? And we'll continue to have this conversation as the week progresses, you know?
Yeah, I'm still going defensive line for the Chiefs, and I think the more and more the week goes on, the rumors start coming out about them going offensive line that direction. I mean, if people watch the Super Bowl, they understand, hey, the Chiefs need offensive line. But a couple years ago, after the Tampa Bay Super Bowl, they did too. And you know what? They didn't do that because they didn't trust offensive linemen in the draft. They went out and found a way to get Orlando Brown. Not the best of offensive tackles, but they didn't have any other choice. And that's what they did. I think the quality of player they can get at 31 on the defensive line is there, unless there's some magical way that they trade up. But if they really, truly want a left tackle, they're going to have to trade up. They're going to have to trade at least top 15.
And
there's 12 to 13 guys with first-round grades. They're going to have to trade way up. And I don't think it's a day-one starter for this team, but there's going to be a lot of rumors going around that this is exactly where the Chiefs need to go. I think they need to stick with defensive line and stay there. Let's not forget, this team can get quality offensive linemen later through the draft. The Washington Commanders, that offensive line is considered the best in the NFC East. Andrew Wiley's there. He wasn't even drafted by the Chiefs. The Chiefs signed him as an undrafted free agent. Nick Allegretti is starting for that team. He's got 3 Super Bowl rings. He was drafted in the 7th round by the Chiefs. So that's 2 starters on the Commanders that were Kansas City Chiefs, undrafted Andrew Wiley, Nick Allegretti in the 7th round. The Chiefs can find value in the later rounds of offensive linemen. Look at Trey Smith. He was a 6th rounder. Creed Humphrey, 2nd rounder. I mean, they can find value outside the first round. It's what they've been doing.
So when you look at this Chiefs roster and they have those 2 picks in the 3rd round, that's where we still think the running back gets drafted, because Veach all but said they're drafting a running back. With those 2 picks in the 3rd round, they have, what, the 2nd overall pick from the Titans, and they have their regular pick later on in the 3rd round. That's where that running back is drafted, you would think?
100%. I think the 3rd round is where they're going to go running back. And hopefully it's Dylan Sampson. That's the guy. Like, I saw Mel Kiper put out his favorite guys at every position. Dylan Sampson was his favorite running back in the draft. I think something interesting Beach said when he was talking about the running backs, he did talk about the return game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as we talked about earlier, how they're moving the ball to 35. I think it's going to be important. It's why I've looked at running backs as well. Can they return kicks? Because I do think that's important. No one followed up really with that question. Because the question is, there's a bunch of running backs, but can you weed it down? Can you weed it down to guys that can block, guys that can catch, guys that can return? Because then I think that running back field gets cut in half. Yeah, there's a lot of running backs, but can you do all the things the Chiefs require? And I think that running back list starts to get a lot smaller. I put Basil Tootin out there as a guy that I really liked because of the speed, 4.32. Yeah, he had some fumbling problems at Virginia Tech, but on the screen passes, what, he had 0 drops last year. He had 2 kick returns in 2023. He had a 29-yard average returning kicks. That's a guy, because, again, can you return kicks? Because that will be a position. Not only can you catch the ball in the backfield, can you block, but can you return kicks as well? And I think that's going to be really important for the Kansas City Chiefs. But I think 3rd round would be the best round for the Chiefs to go out and get a running back.
Yeah, ESPN has the Chiefs at number 95, taking somebody named R.J. Harvey out of UCF. I don't know if you know anything about that guy. He's a top 100 pick now, according to ESPN. Yeah. They said he could be a solution, perhaps, to the Chiefs' patchwork running back room. Do you know anything about Mr. Harvey?
Yeah, I mean, again, when you get to that area, is it better than Devin Neal, DJ Giddens? R.J. Harvey's kind of right in there with that mixture of guys. I think if you want a dynamic-type playmaker, there's just a bunch of guys that would be good fits for the Kansas City Chiefs. But if you want dynamic playmakers, it's like a Dylan Sampson, somebody like that they can get in the 3rd round. They can't make a difference in that running back room. A guy that you don't have to specialize, a guy that can stay in on all 3 downs. I think that's what they need to be concentrating on as far as the running back position. They brought in Damian Martinez, the former Oregon State player, transferred to Miami. They brought him last weekend for a top 30 visit, whether he put any stock to that or not. He was in Kansas City, the Miami running back. But keep in mind, this is major smokescreen week. You're going to hear things, and they're going to play the game because the Buffalo Bills are sitting right in front of the Chiefs. And then you have the Chargers, two teams that really they need wide receivers, both the Bills and the Chargers, and they need edge rushers, things that Kansas City's lined up to get. So keep in mind who's drafting in front of them and what their needs are, because there are a couple teams right in front of the Chiefs that need exactly what they need. So smoke screen city.
Well, you keep in mind that you have a long week and get your rest, because you'll be on this show every day of the week, I'm pretty sure. Plus, you'll be in studio on Thursday for a full hour before you go to the landing in Liberty. Binkley, we appreciate the time and the analysis. Hey. And you take care,
hey,
brother.
Guys. Hey, guys, tonight, 6 to 9, another draft special. So, yeah.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
It.
Yes, a well-deserved day off for the Royals. They've been working very hard on that 2-8 road trip. They're off tonight, so we're on.
All right.
All right, Jay.
We appreciate it, Jay.
All right, guys.
There you go. 6 to 9. Draft coverage begins here on 96.5 The Fan. And don't forget,
he's one of a kind, isn't he?
He's ready, man. Oh, I hope he's got his extra firm briefs for tonight's show.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.